Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 1-844-OWN-USED. As corn prices plunge, corn growers taking a very close look at input costs when planning for next year. One choice, traits. What do you need? What can you risk going without? Jeff Rank has Rank Seeds.
Yes, conventionals are selling well. It's roughly 15% of the seed sales in our hybrid lineup. They certainly have to think about, consider all the options for next year. And conventional corn is one of those options. And at the end of the day, the traded seed has been the way to go. Will that continue for the future? Well, I can't answer that for every farmer. I can tell them what the traits do. I can make the alternatives available. We have conventional. We have straight Roundup in our lineup, straight GT from Syngenta. They are less costly alternatives. But every farmer is different. And as you go north, I think it's an easier equation to move to less traits. As you go south, I think it's harder. And where that line is, Bob, oh boy.
It moves north and south, really, doesn't it?
It does move. And you might even say that it's hard to justify traded corn, but it sure makes it a lot easier to sleep at night when you have it. It's a clear choice. If you want to control insect pressure, you have to have it.
All right, now, you've had three very unique years here the last 3 years. How do you select for next year?
It's a law of averages. That's the best we can do. And no hybrid comes into our lineup based on 1 year of data. We don't have the ability to get anything into our hybrid lineup without testing it for 3 years and increase the seed stocks. That would be the most rapid you can deploy a new product. And so 3 to 5 years of data is what gets a new hybrid launched, not a single year. And as a product manager, I don't mind seeing some extremes of climate because those hybrids will stand the test of time. The hybrids that come out after 3 really nice growing seasons, as soon as you stress them, one of them may turn south on you, and it may be kind of ugly. I don't mind seeing some extremes, even though it's tough on our customers. We go back and we look at how well does it do when the going isn't so good? How well does it do when the yield levels are 80 or 110 or 125? And we don't like to see at the bottom when the going's tough and at the top when the going is good. Those hybrids will never make it here. It's got to do both.
Jeff Rank, product manager with Rank Seeds. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.